This is KNPR and KNPR.org. I'm Rick Andrews. From pinball and jukeboxes to video poker, one thing led to another. Here's Senator Richard Bryan with Nevada Yesterdays.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold and armed.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion. Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
International Game Technology is 50 years old this year. For its age, it's been an awfully revolutionary company. Let's start with the founder, William Syred. He was Mississippi born and bred. When he was in college, he invested in a pinball machine, then became a distributor for Wurlitzer jukeboxes. From an early age, he understood that machines could be very entertaining. Then he went to work for Bally Manufacturing, so he was back to the pinball. But Bally also had slot machines, and that brought Red to Reno in 1967. He founded a subsidiary to distribute jukeboxes. Along the way, he made another important move. He acquired the rights to produce video poker machines. It may be worth remembering that 1967 was a big year for changes in the Nevada gaming industry. Howard Hughes started buying hotels on the Las Vegas Strip. The state legislature passed the original corporate gaming law, which it amended in 1969. That law, with some tinkering, still pretty much governs the industry in Nevada today. The inauguration of Governors Ronald Reagan of California and Paul Laxalt of Nevada and their relationship would have a profound effect on the nation and the world. And Syred was part of that change. In 1975, Red left Bally and started his own company. First he called it A1 Supply. Then he changed the name to Circoma, which stood for Syred's Coin Machines. By 1981, it had become International Game Technology. IGT was part of a revolution on the casino floor. Historically, the pit brought in the big money, and slots were more of a side attraction. That changed with the computer chip and the possibilities it opened up. Burton Cohen was a longtime and legendary hotel casino operator. He said he was going to stick with the games featuring people instead of machines, but he realized that the machines never called in sick or stole from the house or unionized. And this was happening as Las Vegas was about to begin a boom, and gambling was spreading across the country. Video poker would be a key component of it. But there was more to IGT than video poker. The company acquired other businesses that helped build its own success. IGT brought us the Megabucks machine. It also licensed the game show Wheel of Fortune for a slot machine. Other game shows followed as well. In 2014, GTEC acquired the company for $6.4 billion, and it kept expanding its involvement in everything from lotteries and Indian gaming to sports betting. It set up an online division with all kinds of internet games. It kept winning awards for its new creations and making profits from their success. And almost a year ago, GTEC made a deal with Every Holdings for IGT's slot machine and digital gaming business to separate from the lottery business into a separate public company. Under the terms, the new company would be called IGT. Then Apollo Global, the private equity firm, bought Every and IGT billions of dollars later. IGT had changed gaming, and one of the reasons was because an old Mississippi pinball and jukebox salesman had an idea. This is Senator Richard Bryan urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV history professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities. This is KNPR and KNPR.org.